Hey, hey, whoa! Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite new podcast, Leonard's Flick Fix. I'm your host, Leonard Cox, and on this podcast, I bring you essential movie summaries packed with all the key plot points, character insights, cinematic details, and big moments. This is where you get the full story in a quick, easy format, so you can stay in the loop with all the movie talk between your friends and family.
He summarizes his movies so that way you don't have to go pay for them or go to the movies, and you can just listen to them in your car with your downtime. Flick.
Okay, let's go ahead and dive into today's movie, Nerve, the cyber thriller slash teen adventure, directed by Henry Joost, and it's starring Emma Roberts. She's the one who did We Are the Millers and American Horror Story, and she's also in Madame Web. And also starring Dave Franco, also was in the 21 and 22 Jump Street movies, and now You See Me movies, the Magician movies, and Neighbors. Both were in comedic roles prior to this, after this as well. And as always, I'll go ahead and read the IMDb description summary. A high school senior finds herself immersed in an online game of truth or dare, where her every move starts to become manipulated by an anonymous community of watchers. Dum-dum-dum. All right, let's go ahead and dive right into Nerve. Okay, we open with our main character, V. She's on the computer, and we're learning immediately that she got accepted to college, but she has not accepted, and the due date is happening shortly. She also seems to be some type of photographer, and she's writing to Cal Arts, to whom it may concern. I regret to inform you that the admissions board that I must decline. So she's thinking about declining her acceptance into college, and we're not quite sure why. Oh, and then we get a quick pan on the computer to her mother, it looks like, her mother. And then we're still on the computer, and a notification pops up of JP, the quarterback, classic jock, you know, big crush. Apparently V looks like she's got a pretty big crush on JP. And she took a photo of him because she's in the Photoshop yearbook in her high school, I believe. And JP posted, said, shout out to V, thanks so much. And she seems very happy. And then all of a sudden we get a Skype call from her friend Sydney. Sydney looks kind of gothish, little intense, but she talks about this weird thing that she's starting to do called Nerve. She talks about how people are watchers and players, and it's essentially just like truth or dare online, and you make money. So you could either sign up as a watcher or you could sign up as a player. And so Sid said that she's a player and she signed up and she's making like real money, and it's crazy. And so V's like, I'm not doing that. Sid was like, you should do it. And V's like, no, I'm not going to do that. That's kind of crazy. So no big deal. Seems like V is kind of shy in some ways. Then we cut to her making pancakes with her mother. It looks like they're alone together. And I think we learn in this conversation that V had a brother who had passed away. And it's seeming like the mother is grasping onto V with every last straw. And V's trying to talk about college and all that. And it doesn't seem like V's mom really wants her to go anywhere. She wants her to just live together forever, it's seeming like. Then we cut to V in high school taking photos for the yearbook of the football team, mostly JP. However, she's clearly got a pretty massive crush on this. So the football team comes out for their pep rally, and then we zoom in on Sid, a cheerleader, her friend, V's friend that we saw on Skype, and we see her hand her phone to one of their friends, and she then is recording some video of some type. So the person's recording on Sid's phone and watches Sid moon the entire school. So Sid moons the entire school. So then we learn that it's a dare. It's a dare that she did in front of a bunch of people. And she got $100 cash into her thing. And then we have a montage of people doing a lot of crazy stuff. All of the doers, all the players, like riding skateboards in the back of police cars, jumping off cliffs, running through train tracks, all this crazy stuff. And it's a lot about, we're learning that it's all about like social, like it's similar to that of like social media presence. So people have watchers and followers, live followers and watchers. Like Sid, I think, has around 8,000. She's one of the top streamers. It's clearly taking a lot of her life. Almost everywhere she goes, she's doing something. So then we cut to them at the diner, relaxing and chilling, and they're watching other streamers and chatting. And we're chatting to V about how she doesn't really do too much, and she's even too scared to go up and talk to JP, her crush. And so then Sid just told her, was like, I dare you to go talk to JP, not even kiss him, just talk to him. And she's like, no, I'm not going to do that. So Sid says, well, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. She goes and talks over to JP, the quarterback, and, you know, says, wondering if you're interested in my friend. She points over at V. JP looks at V, looks back at Sid, and shakes his head. So it's kind of a dick move from Sid to just kind of do that. And then V just got rejected pretty quickly by her big crush, just like that, you know. So she bikes home, like, screaming and crying, as a high schooler would do after their crush denies them. She gets home, and on her computer is the Nerve web link, and she clicks it, and she watches the intro video and instructions of, like, what Nerve is, if you want to be a watcher or a player, and, like, how the rules work. It's really simple. Don't snitch, because snitches get stitches, so it's seeming like if you snitch on Nerve somehow, then you're kind of screwed. If you watch, you pay a subscription. If you play, you don't have to pay. And it essentially does whatever it wants. So she says, screw it. I'm going to hit player, and I'm going to be a player. I'm going to prove Sid wrong, that I'm not just, like, some shy little girl. So she goes and hits play, and as that happens, the computer just starts pulling all of the ID information, bank account information, everything from V. So it's like a really in-depth, like almost like a hacking program that you want to have happen. So now all the watchers know everything about you, so that way they can make better decisions to dare you to do stuff. So then she calls her friend Tommy. Tommy was, you know, it looks like a guy friend of some type, probably definitely haven't dated, but looks like Tommy has a crush on V, but V doesn't know. Anyways, she calls Tommy, is like, Tommy, I need you to take me to the diner right now. So Tommy picks her up, takes her to the diner, and Tommy's like, why? And she's like, I have to go kiss a random stranger for 5 seconds in the diner, and I'll get $100. I'm a player. So Tommy's kind of pissed at her for doing it, but he's also kind of following along. So not really, not a big deal. So then V's looking at all the crazy, weird-looking dudes in the diner, and then she stumbles upon our other main character, Ian. So she looks at him, looks like a, you know, good-looking dude, and he's reading her favorite book, Something Something Lighthouse. I forget what it's called. It's something about a lighthouse. And so she goes in and just does it. She hands her phone to Tommy, her friend, and Tommy's videoing her just making out with Ian. And she completes the dare, quickly runs away, and hides in the booth with Tommy. They got the thing, and it looks like she got $100 into her bank account, and people are watching. 100 people were watching that happen. And as they're looking at her bank account, Ian gets up and just starts dancing and, like, creating an ass of himself in the diner, jumping on tables. So then we learn quickly that Ian is also a player of Nerve, it looks like, and he's being recorded by a bunch of watchers. He gets up, starts dancing all around, and then when he's finished, he goes up to V, sits down with V and Tommy, and essentially, like, wow, you guys are players? That's cool. I was told to, you know, be at this diner. And then V and Ian get a text at the same time from Nerve, and it says, I dare you to go with him downtown for, like, $500. And V's like, no, this was just a one-time thing. Sorry, Ian. And Ian's like, oh, okay, no real big deal, I guess, but I'll just be waiting on my bike in the garage, you know, whatever. Tommy, V's friend, is like, V, do not go. This is not you. What are you doing? You're doing this because Sid is a jerk, but just stop. You're going to get yourself injured. This seems like a very dumb game. So V says, you know what? I'm tired of people telling me what to do. I'm going to go. So she goes and meets Ian in the garage with his bike. And she's like, Ian, I got to be honest, this is not really who I am. I'm just doing stuff impulsively. The moment I feel uncomfortable, I'm out. Ian says, fair. So he hands her the helmet in a very cinematic way. And Ian's dare was to take her to the city. So it really was just to go to the city with each other. So they're driving, having a really good time on the motorcycle, and they get to the city. Then right before we see them like pull over, we cut to Sid getting, she's got like 4,800 watchers, which is pretty high. And her dare right now is just to go fart next to a bunch of people. And she's just like, she doesn't care at all. She just is just, she's making money. She's just doing it. She has no reluctance to do any of these dares whatsoever. And then as she's, you know, finishing up her dare, she realizes that V is a player. She's watching V play Nerve. And she looks kind of upset a little bit because I don't know why. She just looks a little upset because it looks like V's doing well with Ian and getting some streams. They arrive downtown together and V is like, hey, thanks so much. That was fun. I'm going to probably go. And Ian's like, no big deal. Sounds good. I got a next dare anyways. So Ian goes inside to follow his dare. And then V is just like, oh, that was fun, but I'm going to go call a cab. So then she gets a notification. She gets a notification on her phone that says, go in and try on this dress. So it's like some crazy looking expensive dress. So she goes into this like fancy store and realizes that she's still playing. We cut to V's mom really quick, noticing like all the bank statement alerts because they have a shared bank account, it looks like, and V is making money. But the mom doesn't seem to do anything about it immediately right now. So V's in the store asking to find the dress, and she has a limited amount of time to go put it on. She's like frantically looking for the dress, finds it, about to unzip it off of a mannequin, and right as she does it, like the stewardess comes in. She's like, this is a very expensive dress. Can I get you a proper size? So she gives her the size, puts her in the waiting room, and V has like 10 seconds to put it on. So she strips down, puts on the dress with like 1 second left, and she completes the dare. And at this point, we notice that she has 2,100 followers, half of what Sid has already in day one. So it looks like people are enjoying V doing her stuff. And as V just finishes wrapping up putting on the dress, we see behind her, all of a sudden, Ian pops up out of nowhere, and they both are surprised to see each other, and Ian's all dressed up in a nice tux of some kind. V and Ian are still together, all dressed up. And then we cut to Tommy, V's friend, in the diner still. He decides to sign up for Nerve as well, but he signs up as a watcher because he wants to go see what V's doing and what's happening with V. So he notices that she's wearing this really expensive dress downtown. And it's like, why is she doing this? Tommy looks really nervous for her because it looks like she's coming out of her shell in some kind of way. So Ian's dare was to go put on some nice heels for V, and they're like flirting and having a really good time. And then we cut to this player, some random player, Machine Gun Kelly, actually. His dare is to go steal the clothes from V and Ian. So they get back into their changing rooms to go change back into their regular clothes. And obviously, Machine Gun Kelly's character, Ty, stole their clothes. So they're frantically looking for the clothes. They both realize that both their clothes are gone. Then they get an alert for $2,000. They have a minute and 45 seconds to leave the building. So it seems like the Nerve people want them to steal the clothes and get out of the building. But V says, I'm not stealing. I refuse. And Ian is very dedicated to the game of Nerve. So he says, okay. So then they're like, it didn't say that we had to leave with any clothes on. So they end up stripping down into their underwear and they're running through the store, like partly naked. You know, it's very comedy, very comedic, very cute that they're just running around the very high-end fashion store in their underwear, running out, trying to get to the store. So they successfully exit the building in their underwear, get to Ian's bike, and at Ian's bike are their fancy clothes. So someone either stole them or bought them for them to keep. So they each receive $22,000, and V's super stoked, and she's dancing, and she's like, they're loving it. They're flirting. And then we cut to Tommy driving downtown to go pick up V to go tell her, like, this is kind of weird. And on the phone, Tommy calls one of his friends, and is like, hey, I need another key to the dark web. So Tommy's some kind of geek with the dark web, and he wants to look into the dark web for some reason to probably go research Nerve. He also talks to Sid about how crazy V is right now, and Sid is like freaking out because her popularity status matters to her a lot, and V is like kind of crushing it right now in Nerve, and's got a lot of thousands of followers, and Sid's like, what the hell? Why is she doing so well? So then we get another dare for V. We get a V dare and an Ian dare. And the V dare is, V, I want you to get a tattoo. And I need Ian to pick it out. And so Ian's dare is to pick out V's tattoo. So clearly they're tagged up. Like the viewers, the watchers, they want these guys to be together. And so Ian's like joking about the tattoo that he's going to get her. And V's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this, blah, blah, blah. And then Ian starts drawing something on the napkin. And is like, no, no, I got it. Trust me. And V is like freaking out, but she's like, okay, fine. I kind of trust you. So Ian's drawing something, hands it to the artist, the tattoo artist. And he's like, do this, but like way better. And so he's like, okay, I'll do it. And so Tommy's V's friend watching, is like watching her get this tattoo from a random stranger, kind of freaking out. And we see the tattoo at the end of the, you know, session, and Ian's recording her because she's always being recorded by their phones. And we notice that it is a little lighthouse in reference to her favorite book and when and how they met, essentially. So Tommy is kind of getting the key to the dark web and trying to figure out what's going on with this Ian character, because he's clearly jealous that she's hanging out with Ian. And V is like now at the top charts to do stuff. So then V gets Ian gets another dare. Ian gets a dare. It says, trust V? And so the dare is to have V tape over Ian's face mask for his motorcycle so he can't see at all, and have V direct him on the motorcycle with him and reach 60 miles an hour while blind. So it's essentially reach 60 miles an hour blind while V directs you. So it's like now we've got our first real dare that's like really dangerous, but it's for like $5,000-$10,000, some crazy amount of money. And V is like, no, I'm not going to do this. This isn't right. I can't do this. And Ian's like, come on, V, we could totally do this. It's easy. Just trust me here. And V's like, I don't know. And he's like, it's for $10,000. Get to 60 miles an hour blindfolded. That's so easy. That's really not easy. It's really not easy at all. But V, being the courageous, crazy person that she is going to go for it. Also, side note, there's a high school big party going on where Sid's at, JP's at, all the her high school friends and like all of the high school is at right now at a party, and they start watching her, like live streaming it on the TVs, watching her and Ian do this crazy thing, because this is like some crazy unheard of dare, which makes sense. This is a really dangerous dare. So they start driving with Ian being completely blindfolded, and V is really bad at communicating what to do. So Ian's like swerving back and forth, almost running into a bunch of cars. It's super dangerous, and she's just like freaking out. Right before they almost run into a car, V like grabs his hips and like turns him, and then Ian's like, whoa, 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 you could kind of steer, right? Like that. So just do that. So V's like, oh, does that work? So then she starts like steering like Ian on the motorcycle by like leaning, as you're supposed to do on a motorcycle. So now V is the eyes and the steers, and Ian is essentially just throttling the motorcycle at this point. So V is directing everything, and of course, main character powers in play. Of course, they reach 60 miles per hour in time. Obviously, it's extremely dangerous, but they get there. Woohoo! They're freaking out, and they make out at the end of it. They're kissing, and it's like passion and all this fun stuff. So Sid, watching this happen and, you know, seeing that her new friend, like not her new friend, her old best friend, her best friend is getting all these crazy streams, leaves the party. Well, not really leaves the party, but goes into another room and tells her watchers, I'm done being this little, you know, these stupid little dares. Give me a real fucking dare so I could be at the top of the charts. You know I'll do whatever you want. So as that happens, Machine Gun Kelly's character, Ty, walks in, like, very... He's also... Machine Gun Kelly looks very scary in this movie, like a very big bully, like a creep, murderer, killer. Walks in behind Sid and is essentially like, hey, Sid, we should team up, like your friend V and Ian. It looks like that's going well for them. And Sid's, like, kind of freaked out to do that, but she says no, but kind of maybe yes. Anyways, we cut to Tommy getting a phone call from Nancy, which is V's mom. Nancy's like, Tommy, I'm getting a crazy amount of money Venmo'd into my account. Is this hacking? What's going on? And Tommy's like, because you can't lie, because you can't stitch about Nerf. He lies to Nancy that V got this new job and she's making money. And so Nancy's like, weird. Then we see V and Ian running through the carousel, just having a good romantic time. And they get really deep, and V kind of like shits on Sid, her best friend, about how Sid always made it feel like V was the insecure one, but Sid's the real insecure one, and she just kind of hoes around and has sex with a bunch of dudes. And all, while this is happening, a bunch of people are videoing them from like secret as watchers. So at the party, Sid sees V just talking shit to her, talking shit about her because the party is streaming V's thing or whatever. So then, Ian's like, let's go to that party. Let's go to the high school party. And, she's like, what? Okay, let's do it. Fine. So they go to the party, and right before they arrive, we notice that Sid has just been chugging beers and she's super drunk. And she finally gets the dare that she's wanted, not really wanted, but the dare is to, get on a ladder and crawl on like this like 10 story building across these buildings. So they put a ladder in between these two apartment buildings, super high up, definitely enough to probably most likely kill you. And the dare says get across in a certain amount of time. And so Sid being Sid, and we know that she's scared of heights now because the internet reveals everything, is like, okay, I'm still going to do it. No big deal. So she starts going at an extremely slow pace and extremely nervous. And she's also extremely drunk. Starts going on the ladder across the car, across the buildings. She struggles. She's like slowly hand crawling, foot like feet, like knees and hands down for all four extremities onto the ladder. And someone screams out, "You're not gonna make it in time. You gotta get on your feet and get going." So she's like freaking out. She's like, "Stop yelling at me." She gets on her feet again and starts trying to walk. And she slips, drops her phone. And the rule is you have to video it with your phone. Your phone has to be the one videoing it for you to get the money and for the dare to count. And if you don't complete one of the dares in time or just don't complete it at all, then you bail. It's called you bail and you fail and you leave nerve and you lose all your money that they've given you in your account. So because I say this, it's obvious that Sid freaks out, trips, loses her phone, and she freaks out and says, "I'm out. I bail. I'm out of nerve." So she goes and clears it. We cut to Machine Gun Kelly, Ty. He's doing like crazy dares, just knocking shit out of the park, like hopping underneath the train while it's like moving. It would probably chop his head off if he was like a little bit thicker. And people are getting knocked out. So it's down to like a few people now. It's down to like Ian, V, Ty, and a couple of randos. So Ian and V show up at the party and they're like crazy celebrities at this point already. So V's turned into like some big famous person overnight. And, it's like super crazy. So then V and Sid run into each other. But it's at unfortunate circumstances because Sid is having sex with JP, V's crush. So then Sid's like, "What are you mad about? Blah, blah, blah." And they have this big cat fight. They're freaking out. And as they're fighting, as they're like screaming at each other in front of everybody at this party, V gets this notification on her phone from Nerve. It's a dare. Complete Sid's dare. So V, being the courageous person that she is and at like 62,000 streamers at this point, she says, "I'm going to do it. I'm going to do stuff that you can't do. I'm better than you. Blah, blah, blah." All this jazz, you know, all the classic fighting. So she steps out and just fucking crushes the walk. She steps on the ladder and just nails it. She just, no nerves. I mean, it's like as if it wasn't real, but she just absolutely crushed it. And waiting for her on the other side of the apartment buildings was her friend Tommy, who had been checking on the dark web. And Tommy reveals to V that Ian, her new crush, I guess, has played Nerve before in Seattle. The bike that they rode is stolen, and one of his friends had died playing Nerve. So there's this big, we didn't know that about Ian, and there's this big reveal. So V's like freaking out, like this is an incredibly dangerous game. Like everyone could have died tonight. Anyone playing Nerve could have died. This is super bad. I'm going to the cops and I'm going to tell them all about it. So everyone is like, do not do that. And Ian especially is like, do not go to the cops. Snitches get stitches. Trust me, it is not going to work. Don't go to the cops. And V doesn't listen. She runs to the cops. She tells the cops, but the cops blow off. Like, no one's died. This is crazy. Whatever. So she shows the, you know, the cop everything, and nothing happens. So as she turns away from the cop, all of a sudden, we see that V just lost all the money and lost all the money in her mom's account. So there's, like, no money in any account. So it looks like Nerve is capitalizing the fact that she got stitches. I mean, that she snitched. So now she's getting stitches. So it looks like Nerve is just taking everything away from her. And as she's running away from everybody in all the party because they're, like, yelling at her for snitching, she gets snatched by Machine Gun Kelly, Ty. And Ty punches her in the face and knocks her out. Reluctantly, I might add. But he did it because it seemed like that was a dare that he had to do. So V's waking up in a daze. She's knocked out, like passed out in this like crate of some type. It's fairly spacious, and there's a big painting word thing that says snitches get stitches. So clearly because she snitched, she's getting punished for what she had done. And in the weird cage that she's in, there's a little computer that is essentially like saying, V, you snitched. We're going to take your past, present, and future. You're screwed. And the only way out is if you win the game. If you win the game, we'll leave you alone. But until then, we're going to take everything from you. So she learns that that's the case. She breaks out of the box. And Ian is able to find her and tell her the truth about everything. Ian says, essentially, I also snitched because one of my best friends died playing Nerve, and Nerve essentially, you know, took my dad's job, took all of our money, took everything from us and my entire family, essentially. So the only way I could, you know, get it back is if I win, and that's what you're in right now. So you're in the end game with me. So it's like really crazy and intense. This Nerve game really is bad and dangerous. So Ian says, V, I really do have feelings for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a dare that puts Ty, there's only three people left. It's V, Ian, and Ty, Machine Gun Kelly. I'm going to take a dare that puts Ian out of the finals. The finals. The finals is 1v1, obviously. So that way it's you and me in the finals, and then I will give up in the finals, and you can win. So that way you can get your life back. And V's like, wait, no. But Ian's like, yes, I'm heroic, blah, 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 blah. So V and Sid and Tommy finally meet. They re-meet because V calls them and asks them to meet. They make up. They hug. They're like, this is so dangerous. I'm so sorry this happened. They all make up and hug. And they start hatching some kind of plan somehow. Sid calls Machine Gun Kelly, but we don't know what about. And Ian's dare is to go to the top of the skyscraper building in New York. So he goes up to the crane, and the dare is to hang like his friend, like his best friend, on the thing, one-handed for 5 seconds. That's how his friend died, apparently. So we see Ian successfully do it. He hangs. He's like crying, but he does it, and he wins. He doesn't win, but he completes the dare. Sid and Tommy are hatching some kind of plan somehow, and they start heading to the hacker's garage of some type. And V is told to go to this like ferry or something. They're just told to go to this ferry or something. Ian is also told to go to the ferry for the finals. So the finals are being set, it looks like. And Tommy and Sid are hatching some kind of plan of some kind. So V's instructions are to go pick up this bag that someone dropped that's a loaded gun that we soon find out. So it's kind of crazy for her to get it, but she finally got it. We also notice that Tommy and Sid get a phone call from Nancy, V's mom, and Nancy's like, I have no money in my account. What's going on? I'm coming over. And Tommy's like, I can't tell you right now, but if you come over to where we are, the hacker garage or whatever, I'll explain everything. So Nancy heads over to Tommy and Sid and their hacker group getting ready to hack Nerve somehow. So it looks like V gets the notification to go to this weird arena where there's like thousands of real life people and hands V a loaded gun. And everyone's watching. Like everyone in New York City seems to be watching this big finale of some type. And it's like this really creepy, everyone's in masks. All these watchers arrive at the finale stage where V and Ian reunite. So we do know that Ian made it to the finals and V made it to the finals. And they hug and reunite. And then we learn that the final dare is dum, 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 shoot each other. So they have to shoot each other to finish. So essentially, Nerve is assuming that one of them will shoot the other person and that person will win. So V is like pleading with all the watchers at this point with Ian. They're all like, we have 10 seconds remaining. Neither one of us are going to do it. So the time runs out. Neither one of them shoot each other. And then she's like pleading with all the watchers after this and is like, everyone, listen to me. This is not worth it. Do you really want me to kill someone right here? This is not what you really want. You know, this is un-okay. This is not okay. So then as that happens, there's a gun that's shot off all of a sudden. And we find out that Ty, Machine Gun Kelly, he is there in the arena masked, snuck in, and says, I'll shoot her if you guys dare me to shoot her, and I'll win the game. So then everyone, every watcher is like, okay. So then Nerve puts it to a vote. Nerve puts it to a vote and sends all of the players and the watchers and says, should Ty shoot V? Yes or no? It's a simple vote. And so Ty is rallying up the crowd to say, yes, let me shoot her. Ian and V are like, don't vote yes, vote no. This is ridiculous. So then we were just watching a really cool montage of all the watchers just essentially saying yes or no. In the meantime, all this is happening. The hacking garage with Tommy, Sid, and now Nancy essentially found a way to get into people's phones and try to, like, you know, find stuff. But they found out that they can't send anything to people's phones until the server is weak somehow. I don't know any of the technology. So the hackers are trying to do their hacking thing. And it looks like everyone ended up voting yes. Everyone voted yes, Ty should shoot V to win the game. So Ty doesn't hesitate. He pulls the trigger and shoots V. And as that happens, Nancy, V's mom, watching, like, freaks out, bawling crazy. Everyone's, like, bawling. Tommy, then being the man, is like, all right, send it so that way we can kill this friggin' thing, even though V's dead or whatever, you know. So they are able to send a code to everyone's phone that says, you're an accessory to murder. Sign out, okay, question mark. So they're essentially threatening everyone who's a watcher that you're an accessory to murder and you could go to jail for whatever, however long. And they reveal their real name to everybody, and it's like the hackers seem to have succeeded. And so everyone starts choosing the sign out option, obviously. You know, you're an accessory to murder, so sign out. So it freaks everyone out in the stadium, and everyone leaves. And it looks like their Nerve numbers are going way down. So there's only like 10 people streaming left. And then we find out that V is okay. She is not shot at all. And the only people left in the arena are Ty, Ian, and V. And Ian's holding V, thinking that she's dead. And as V, like, shows up, she tells Ian not to worry and not to shoot Ty because he was mad at Ty. Ty was like, it's a blank, bro. And, you know, because it looks like Sid called Ty to, you know, hatch a plan to make it look like everyone was an accessory to murder, but no one actually had to die. So it looks like there's only one person left playing. And once the last person signed out, the hackers were able to get into the servers and disband Nerve forever. And everyone notices that V was okay in the hacking room as well, because they realized that that was the plan all along. So Ian and V, you know, love each other. They're happy it's over. Sid and Tommy look like they're starting to hook up, which is kind of interesting. And it looks like V and Ian want to continue the relationship. We also learned that Ian's real name is Sam. And they say, let's continue our relationship. And that is the end of Nerve. Very, let's say, high school-esque film, similar to that of like Riverdale or something like that. In my personal opinion, it wasn't my favorite movie. I actually think the score was pretty cool. I liked the score. The color contrast and the color grading was actually pretty cool as well. It had this very neon, if you look up the cover of Nerve in your free time, it's very neon pink, very blue, very cool colors that they used. So that was cool for the color grading. You know, the acting was just fine. It was fine. Other than the main characters, I think the acting was pretty weird. I also think throwing V's mom into the mix of everything was just a bad idea. It just did not play well. It looked like she just didn't even really care that her daughter was making all this money. Then they lost the count. Then she died. It just didn't play well, in my opinion. Yeah, it didn't play well. Looks like it got 67 on Rotten Tomatoes. Got around 6.2 out of 10 on IMDb. 2.9 out of 5 on Letterboxd. This had a budget of around $18 to $19 million and profit around $85 million. So another instance where this was not a flop in any way, shape, or form. Lower than $20 million budget, which is in this day a small budget, and profited a good amount. I totally understand why it profited. It was a cool cyber thriller, a really cool concept, and related to the world today. Especially given that, you know, the social media aspect of things, the live streaming things, how the internet takes all of your information, especially with AI and how all that worked and how there's, you know, anonymous people behind these screens, all these, you know, cyber bullies and all of this stuff. It was a great way to convey that technology in the social media world maybe needs to be changed. And given that, I think that's how it got it positive Rotten Tomatoes feedback. The plot was fairly cool. The concept was cool, but it was definitely not multi-layered in any way, shape, or form. This was probably one of the most simple movies I've watched in a long, long time, where it was very A to B, except for the very end plot twist that was extremely predictable, in my opinion. And they, yeah, extremely predictable. But anyways, guys, I want to thank so much for listening to yet another podcast here with Leonard's Flick Fix. Keep sending in those recommendations. Keep, you know, emailing me, messaging me, calling me. Feel free to follow Leonard R.R. Cox on Instagram as well, to DM me if you want to send me a recommendation. I'm just knocking through all these movies for those people who don't have the time to watch. So continue to share my stuff. Please help me download all of these podcasts as well, because that's a huge help for me. And these things do not take a little amount of time. In fact, they take a lot amount of time. So spread the word, share the word for me if you can. Doesn't cost you anything. It just helps me out. So please do that. And have a great day. Don't play Truth or Dare online, kids. Don't post all of your stuff on the internet for a bunch of random people to follow. And if you make $2,500 by riding a bike to downtown, it's probably too good to be true. All right, everybody. Have a great day. Have a great night wherever you are. And tune in next time to Leonard's Flick Fix.
He summarizes his movies so that way you don't have to go pay for them or go to the movies, and you can just listen to them in your car with your downtime. Flick Fix.